Okay. Yeah. So today, when everyone was driving here this morning, your windows down, the breeze coming through the open windows.
Some of us walk.
Oh, that was even nicer. So you know that today is a beautiful day for baseball. And we're all sitting here in the Beis Medrash, so we should all pat ourselves on the back. Even those that are not good at baseball, they're going to play anyway. But after the learning, you should enjoy the weather outside.
Are you trying to see if our game is off
here? All right. So I'd like to do a little chazara today on what we did last week to try to get it a little bit more clear, and then we'll move into more the halacha lemaisa, where this takes us, understanding these rishonim, particularly the Rashba's shita over here, because we'd like not just to have the discussion, but try to come away with some halacha lemaisa. And some of we try to give out the Maror Mekayemus ahead of time. We assume that everyone has seen it at least four times, and then this is just a continuation. So we start with the Rashba. The Rashba here in Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Hey was this the Shaila, and I think we should look at how the Shaila was asked. Sha'alta, you asked, Imuta lefarer psisei lechem losit lefnei atayne goylem. Are you allowed to make crumbs out of bread for your chickens b'Shabbos? Is there a problem of tchina or not? Now the truth is, we know from other Rishonim, the Ran, the Mordechai, and the Rebbe Shlomo Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch, that once you have something that was already ground, and like bread or matzah, it's not going to be a problem anyway. So crumbling bread wouldn't be a problem anyway. And that's how we paskin. Indeed, certainly by bread we know, because the Shulchan Aruch does paskin like that, but to take a little piece of bread or a crust of a bread and just to crumble it in your hands wouldn't be an issur at all. Ain't teichin achar teichin. However, there are limitations to that, and so we'll have to see that another time. But that was the question here. But the Rashba didn't answer that. The Rashba didn't say, oh, no problem, ain't teichin achar teichin. Let's go to number two, the tshuva. The tshuva is mistabra, the hada paris silka, parim silka like we had, that it says over there to cut up the silka, beets. That case in the Gemara, which he interprets like Rashi, like Tosfos, that it's talking about you're chopping up something very fine, very small. That is only, says the Rashba, if you're doing it for a later time. You're doing it for later in the afternoon, later on Shabbos. The version is Bishaz Bishula. So he also sort of learns like the Rambam in this case, that this was an item, this was a food item that you actually had to cut it up and then put it into the pot to cook. And that was the normal way it was done. So if you're going to cut up a food and leave it for later, then you're going to be chayev because of teichin. But to eat it right away is mutter. See, here he throws in one svar, the Rashba, because you can't tell me that the Torah said you have to eat your food a certain size. And as if you're eating food, you can eat big pieces, small pieces, which is an interesting svara. Why not? We're restricted to doing a lot of things on Shabbos with our foods. But he says, no, you can't tell me that you could only eat big pieces and not small pieces. Then he says, where do I know this from? If you have two types of food together, four different halakos. So Pirish Abaye, where's the case where it's mutter? The Hachikamah. If you're doing it for immediate use, it's permissible. the Alma. So you see from here, Kol Sha'echa La'alter, as long as you're eating the food right away, Kiderech Shadagash to Mani Adam Lechol, and that is the normal way of doing it. Even though the same exact maisa, the same act of separation by Boira, the same act of cutting by Teichin, if it will be done for later, it will be done for leaving it for later that day, it will be chayachiv chatos, here it will be mutter. So vachinam the kavosehu, just like by Boira, the same act of separation, you take what you want from the psoiles, if it's to for later, aser chayim deraisa, and if it's for now, it's 100% mutter. Which those extremes you don't find very often in Hilchos Shabbos. But the Rashba says you find that by Beirus. It says the Rashba, therefore you can say by Teichin is the same thing. So let's put on the table now the following chakir, which will be extremely relevant halach l'maisa, and which personally I'm not clear how the Peskim come out, the consensus of the Peskim, although some Peskim are pretty clear, and I would certainly side with one of those sides, and we'll see how everyone comes out. Okay, the chakir is like this, and I think we mentioned it briefly last week. Was the Rashba talking about this heter of teichin for immediate use? Was that only talking about in a case where you're chopping something up into small pieces, or did he even include teichin mamish? You wanted to take a food and grind it up to a powder, grind up to a flour-like substance. If you're doing it for immediate use, it's permissible. In all cases of teichin, the Rashba says, you're doing it for immediate use, you want to eat it right away, go ahead, no problem of teichin, grind it up. Or is he only talking about where it's mutter when a case of chopping something up or cutting something up into small pieces, which we say that's also included in teichin, that's where he said, but if you're doing it for immediate use, that's considered derech achila, and that, like he says, the Torah didn't restrict us from eating things chatiches gedolos and chatiches katanos.
So wouldn't this be taller than what we ended last time talking about? Is teichin the fact that you're changing it from one goof into goof in harbe, so you're changing it completely, or is it just that you're taking one thing and making it into more pieces of the same? Or do we look at it that if you're using it for right away, then there's no tikkun in the food, and then...
So that's what we started last week, and now we'll go to the we mentioned a Shulchan Aruch Rav, which really comes from the Magen Mishnah. So let's go to the Magen Mishnah here, which I think to approach this chakira, did the Rashba only say there's a heter you're using right away only in the case of cutting something up to small pieces, dak, or even by every case of teichin, would seem that the way you would approach this question is, what's the basis of the Rashba? What's the lumdus that the Rashba is using to say this heter of miyad?
So the Rashba brings a case about chardol, right? So he applies the same heter to dosh, right? A little bit, I mean, you don't have it here, but he brings from the dash chardol and Shabbos, right? So there you might ask that question, if that's regular dosh, then he's telling you. You said before he's transformed into the wolf's tail. So that would answer your question. If he says it by dosh, then he's saying the same thing by dosh.
No, because he brings the end. I mean, I you have a nishis. I put the whole truvies. If I think of a macho bain biad bain bekli,
and for what?
For by that case of dosh.
And what's the case over there?
So he said, "Minushami gamkein no mashal kol toli bain oisav yeshu alter right loisam minyach kol biad no mach roish shol shum mechaim shum dosh shum macho bepatish v'ilu lechol alter kari tir bigmar perkun da'ong alzun chad shlosh meirshas mocham macho b'kivin meriyad." So he applies the same hat to the chardol.
The chardol is the Bavli case.
Yeah, no, he's quite the smart in the chulin, right.
Mm. I mean, perhaps you could be medayik even again from the question. The shaila was, emutta lefar b'sisei lechem. There, lefar means to make crumbs, right? to make crumbs. But in the tshuva, he only deals with the mechatech dak dak case. He doesn't deal with the general malacha of teichin. So that's why I think it's a bit ambiguous. But I see your case from Dash. Okay, so we'll see if it carries through and all the paiskim understood it that way. So in the Rambam, this is the Rambam we didn't see. We saw the Rambam last week, the Rambam by Teichin. The Rambam who says, Yimechatech Yerek Dag Dag Kidei Levashloi Yichai Mishum Teichin. Which all the Achrayim already asked, what's the pshat in the Rambam? Why does it have to be, you cut it up in order to cook it? What if I cut it up in order to eat it? According to the Rambam, wouldn't be no problem at all. It's only if you're cooking it. So we also wanted to explain it as along these same lines that you need the Teichin in order to be us, it will be a teichin, which is a tikkun. And then there's the av malach of teichin and the told of teichin. And this is what we mentioned, we're going to see this inside now. Here the Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Hey is dealing with the general difference between the av and the told. What's a told? A told is something similar to the av. Keitzah. His example is teichin. Hamachadich has a yerek ma'at ma'at. If someone cuts a vegetable into small pieces, levashloi hareze chayov shezu amalacha told us tchina. This is a tolda of the av malacha of teichin. Shehat teichin in the av malacha loike aguf echad umachalke legufim harbe. V'koloi se davar adayim leze hareze told us teichin. It's a tolda. V'chein alakeach loshin shomateches. You pay take a piece of metal. V'shaf aisai. Shave it, grind it. Kedei likach me afaroi to take from its dust particles. Kedero shayisim surfei azov. Areza told us tchina. Okay, so the Magen Mishnah here it's in number 4. Or the next Maran Malkum we have on your page. Magen Mishnah explaining what this Rambam means. The Rambam is defined, the difference between the Av and the Told is, he says, Teichin is, you take Guf Echad, and you make from Guf Echad, Gufam Harbe. So you take from one piece, you make a lot of pieces. That's the Av. And therefore you do anything similar to that, that's the tolda. So chopping up a vegetable is the tolda. So you have to ask yourself, so what's the difference between the Av and the Tolda? The Av you're saying is taking one item and chopping it up, and the Tolda is making one item and chopping it up. So what's the difference? Words, why would I say that's an Av and that's a Tolda? He's just saying you take one item and you make many items out of it, many pieces of it. So what is it, the Av or the Tolda?
The Av is food.
The Av is by food, but he's still talking about a Mechatech Yerek Dak Dak. Now Mechatech Yerek Dak Dak, Areza Chayv Shuzuma told us Trina. Right in the beginning of that halacha, Keitzad, Mechatech Yerek Ma'at Ma'at Levash, Areza Chayv Shuzuma told us Trina. So in chopping of a vegetable, he says that's a told. And so what's the Av according to the Rambam? So look, says the Magi Mishnah, that when you have a malacha that is identical, both in the process and in the outcome. For example, planting—you can plant seeds, or you can plant a sapling, a baby tree. So they're both the same. That's both the av malacha, you know, mevashel and oifer, cooking and baking. Those are both the av malach. It's not like one is an av, one is a tolda. They're both the same. Even though one is baking, one the other one is cooking using water. Maybe it's on top of a flame. This one is in an oven. Doesn't make a difference. It's both the same process is happening. Avo. Now we're reading where it's underlined. Avo b'she'en shem alektzas dimyon. But if this only has some similarity to the av, kigoyin amachadech hazayerek. She'en adayman letchina. It's not really similar to grinding. Rock only in the sense, only in the fact that the only similarity that cutting a vegetable has to teichin, grinding, is that you have from one item many pieces. By tchina, mamish regular teichin, you entirely change the first item. When you chop something up, but that's not the case. And therefore, Zuhi told him. The Hekin Zenin Lekulan, you take this principle and apply it all over the place. So here he's explaining what the Rambam means. It means when you take a kernel and you grind it up in a mill. You grind it up. So now what you had before, you entirely changed the item. You had a kernel before, and now you have flour. That is the Amalach of Teiching. And in the understanding of what a Malach is on Shabbos, we understand that is a creation, that is something constructive, that's a Malach. You took an item and you transformed it into something entirely new. When I take a carrot and I cut it up from one long carrot, I now have 10 pieces of carrots, I haven't entirely changed this. Everybody sees it's noticeable that it's still a carrot. It just happens to be from one piece I got many pieces. And even that, if I would cut it up into three pieces, no one would say that's teichin. It has to be ma'at ma'at, right? So where is it? It has to be the similar that you, just like by the kernel, you grounded it into flour, you have many, many pieces. So too, you take a carrot and you chop it up into many pieces, even though you haven't changed the thing entirely, but it has a similarity. It's doime b'miktsas, he says, tsas doime to the av. So this is what David asked last week. So what's this other case in the Rambam? You take a piece of metal and you shave it down. It seems like you would get
sawdust.
Sawdust, right? The sawdust from the metal.
And he's saying it's kedei levashlo, if you like. He's saying it's kedom she'osit sorfei azov. He's saying that you're going to use that. It's not just that you're shaving it off.
Right. Well, that's what you do by the flour, too. Right. You grind the curl, then you're going to use that flour. So it should be a told. It should be an av, rather. Right? There should be an av. It shouldn't be a told. Is that a difference because it's not food?
It's even hard a little bit to hear
that. What I'm saying is not the difference. If it were food, then it would be.
It doesn't have to be food because some of them are not food.
Right, so to
yeah.
Not, but whatever.
Yeah.
But to hear the not food as a total, to me, is easier than to hear the chatichot. I mean, because who's to say at what point, it has changed? I mean, it's still a carrot, now it's a carrot in pieces. That's still very different than wheat kernels that are now ground into flour.
Right, absolutely.
So why should it even be a toldah?
Oh, so that's what we say, that the Chazal understood that things that are similar to the actual malacha is also included in the malacha.
It's not
grinding.
It's
like it's because of the root that in the Shibalek, exactly what you said. So there's a region who holds like you, but that's not the halacha.
Right. Exactly. But the Gemara concludes. Yeah, I mean, if you learn like the most Rishon learned the Gemara that it's talking about Yemechatech Yerek Dak is the it resembles Teichin enough that there should be a Malach of Teichin. Yeah, but again, only a Tolda. It's only a Tolda. Yeah. Okay. So we'll have to leave this question from Shaf Mateches. We'll have to ma'ayin it to see why that's a Tolda. But if we understand the Rambam this way, right? So now we also explain based on Ramesh and the Dibris Meisha that what Teichin is certainly in the Amalok of Teichin is being Meshane Hagufarish and Lagami, and therefore you are Mesakin this kernel. You couldn't really make bread with a kernel, but now that you made flour, you turned it into flour, you can now make bread. And that's why you're masakin something, therefore you constructed something new, you created, so that's a malacha. So too, it would have to be in the tolda. And that's how we explain, maybe that's why the Rambam says, if you chop up a vegetable, only kidei lavashle, only to use it in a different form, because I needed to get it into small pieces to now be able to cook it. Or like we said, the Shvisas HaShabbos says this, and other Achrayim say this, and Taisus and the Rosh, even though Taisus and the Rosh that we learned last week seem to say, across the board, chopping food is no problem of Teichin, they say very clearly, that's only talking about foods which need to be cut in order to be able to be eaten, like silka. I mean, so why did the Gemara use this strange case of silka? The answer is because silka is one of those foods that actually, in order to be able to eat it properly, you have to cut it up. But the Rosh and Taisus would hold that if it's a food that really doesn't have to be cut up, they view that's not really a tikkun. To cut up a cucumber into very small pieces, to cut up a tomato into very small pieces, the Rosh and Taisus say that's not really a tikkun, and you're allowed to cut it even for later in the day. The Rajba and many other Rishonim held, no, if you're going to do it for later on, like the Rajba that we just saw, if you're going to chop up a cucumber, you're right, it's not a major tikkun. It's not such a great breakthrough that you've done, of cutting it up into small pieces. But if you're going to cut them into small pieces to use for later, that's already viewed as a tikkun, and that's included in the Isser of Shabbos. But if you can do it for immediate use, that's when it's going to be mutter. So if we'd understand it like that, then that means that the Rashba, his heter of using it for immediate use, is only when it's mechatech yerek dak dak. It's only in a case where you're cutting a food very small pieces. It means only in the tolda. But that means that the Rashba would agree that if you're taking, let's say, a kernel and grinding it up into flour, that will be no heter for immediate use. Well, let's take a practical case. Let's say you take, you served your chalent on Shabbos, and there's many potatoes that come along with the chalent, and you want to have mashed potatoes. So you want to take your fork and mash your potatoes to get mashed potatoes. Well, you want to have mashed potatoes to be able to feed a child. Okay? Now, is that chopping it up into small pieces? Or is that grinding it like the av malach of teichein, where you get something entirely different, entirely new?
It's already cooked.
It's already cooked, yes. So maybe according to the Rambam, you'd have the Levashlei, but again, that's only the Rambam where you're talking about if you're chopping something up into pieces. But I'm entertaining the possibility that actually smashing a potato to make mashed potatoes, that would be the av malach of teichin, because you're grinding it up into something entirely different. And if that would be the case, if you would agree with that, if that would be the case, then it would be very crucial to know, did the Rashba say, well, since you're using it for immediate, you're doing it for immediate use, right? You can eat the potato right now. You're going to feed the potato to the child right now. It's not a problem. Or no, the Rashba was only talking about when you're chopping up a vegetable to small pieces, then you have the heter of immediate use.
Could it be the intent issue? If I'm an adult, I can eat it either way. If I give it to my child, I have to change it to mashed potato in order to give it to my child. But there I'm changing something. The intent being, who's going to eat it? As opposed to, it's already cooked.
Yeah, and there are chalukim like that, whether someone could eat it like that or not. But in terms of the av malacha of teichin, we don't see any hetter like that. Because if this is indeed an av malacha, it's grinding like anything else, you're not going to have the.
Why should it only apply to a tolda? It's learning a heter from Bora. And Bora was saying we're not making the element. Then why should, when you apply it to a tolda, why should it only apply to a tolda?
So Dr. Weiss is asking, if the Rashba is using the Melach of Boirer to tell me why it's mutter for immediate use, even by Teichein.
The Boirer is not transformative.
Oh.
But then we have to go back to the
Rashba.
Right, okay.
There you go. So you stole my answer. Very good. You asked the Kashi, So, very good. So I think that's the chilukah. Maybe that's perhaps raya. We spoke out in the the question is that if you say it's the heter of teichin for immediate use is from Beira immediate use, by Beira we didn't see any differentiation of the av malach of Beira, the tolda of Beira, although most Beiras that we dealt with are av malachas. But what's the difference? So if we understand again that this principle of the only heter of the Rashba is that the tolda of teichin is only when you have satisfied that you've been misakin something. You have created something that you needed a tikkun in. As opposed to just chopping up a vegetable, which I'm going to eat right away, the Rashba says that's not a tikkun. That's not a tikkun, and therefore it's mutter. But what I'm saying is that the av malach, if you take an item and you entirely transform it to something new, that you have no heter for immediate use. What about by Beirer? So we explained once in the name of the Pre-Eitz Chaim, the Shvisa Shabbos mentioned, that Beirer is a unique malach. Why? Different than, let's say, than Bishul, different than Dosh. The Gemara asked by Beirer, the Gemara that the first Gemara that we learned Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, where there was a possibility of being Beirer for that day, or being Beirer for immediate use. So the Gemara asked, well, is it mutter to cook for that day? Is it mutter to bake for that day? Right? And there was no answer given. And in the final analysis where Abaye says, we just mentioned in the Rajman, you're allowed to be Beirer for immediate use, why not ask the same question? Are you allowed to cook for immediate use? If I want to eat the thing right away, I want to make a coffee. Am I allowed to cook the coffee because I'm going to drink it right away? Of course not. So why is Beirer different? So we explained that by cooking, what you're doing in that malacha is transforming something to create something new that you didn't have before. By Beirer, it's not that way. By Beirer, I have my bowl of peanuts, right? Just happens to be that there are some shells in that bowl. So I want to sort out, I want to separate the good from the bad to eat it, but I'm not creating anything new. All I'm doing is parting things away from each other. I'm separating the item I want from the item I don't want. But you can't call that the same type of malacha as bishul. Bishul, you're creating something new which you didn't have before, which you couldn't eat before. But yes, you mean you take an apple, which you could eat.
All right, fine. That's a good example.
Right.
Make a baked apple.
To make a baked apple, yeah. Yeah. So there may be differences actually even in Hilchos Bishul in terms of like what the level of Meichel Ben Rusai is for things that you could eat raw. But still, in terms of a cooked apple, it's still what I've done something totally different. It means before I could have eaten the apple in one state, and now it's cooked. It's entirely different. I've created a baked apple. I've created a cooked carrot. But by the peanuts, I haven't created a peanut. All I did is I separated the peanut from what was obstructing it. So in terms of a malacha, in terms of a creation, in terms of the malacha, it's much less. We would call like a malacha gerua. Like haitzah is called a malacha gerua. What did I do? I took this bottle of wine from inside my house to outside into the Rishus HaRabim. So have I done anything? Have I changed anything? I've just brought it to a different place. It's a malacha gerua. That's what it's called. So same thing with Beirer. So the same thing now will apply to Teichin as well. The Rajba only was Matir Teichin in a case where I'm just chopping it up, where that in itself could be sort of considered a malacha gerua, and for there I have a heter of immediate use. But to grind something up, to create something totally new, which I didn't have before, for example, the mashing a potato, the Rajba would never be Matir. If we look here,
The only shaila, the mashing potato is just the shaila of the Chazan Ish and your Moshe that we have at the end here.
True. Maybe you could argue that mashing a potato maybe is not techina at all. Maybe it's not in the right. Teichin at all.
You're not really changing it.
It's part by itself.
It's one thing to cut a potato that you intend to make in the mashed potatoes. It's another thing to have a potato that's already been cooked in your cholent. And now you're going to do is just make it mash it. You're not changing its character.
There's no tikkun.
You haven't made a tikkun.
Tikkun has to be. Rabbi has a limited view of what tikkun is, right? But that's not actually a big change in it, right? You're saying cutting up silk and put it into the pot is a tikkun, right?
That's also a tikkun, yeah.
Look, I take tomato and cucumbers, and I decide I'm going to make an Israeli salad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, all I'm doing is cutting up that stuff.
Right.
But I've really created something that I want to eat in a whole different way than just eating a tomato. Why is that any different?
Well, that's an interesting thing because the question is to me is when they talk about cutting up a vegetable, okay, they talk about just cutting up a vegetable in a normal kind of fashion. You cut up a vegetable to make an Israeli type salad, that's mamish.
No, it'll be, it's teichin, right? Okay. It's cutting up into fine pieces.
So, is he talking about that? If he's talking about that, that's okay, then the mashed potato I have more than the shrub.
If, on the other hand, what you're saying all is not, it's okay to cut up a vegetable, not necessarily smaller slices, but there's a level at which point you're really changing things with a dendritic type of tree type salad, then I hear it much more with the
potato. So, again, when you cut up a vegetable into small pieces, indeed, you're not changing it. That's not considered a transformation here. It's a big piece, it's a small piece. You're cutting it in the way that you want to put it to your salad. But that's what we saw from the Magen Mishnah. That's not considered a transformation. That's not Mishana Migufarishan, as Teichin is. So when you chabi something up small, there we would say the only form of tikkun is if it's for a later time. But if it's for immediate use, and I'm just chopping it up, indeed, we would say that's not a tikkun. Rajba says that's just a way of eating. You chop it up, you put it in the bowl, and then you eat it. But as opposed to when you take something and entirely change it, and you grind it up to be something new that doesn't resemble the original item, so that's teichin mamish, that's the av malach of teichin. And the question is, in the av malach of teichin, did we have this heter of immediate use?
So really what I think you're saying is that when you, the toldo of teichin is a tushat debar. It's the same thing. Because malach of beruv. Once
right.
You hit the av, you no longer have the tushat debar.
That's right.
You can't apply the heter of
exactly. Because beirah also, the beirah that was mutter for immediate use was because you're really not doing anything. You're not having a major tikkun by beirah. So if it's immediate use and you're not really doing anything except separating foods which were all edible and I'm just taking away the peanut from the shell, that is not considered a malacha, that's not considered a tikkun. So too with teichin, when I chop up something into small pieces to eat right away, that's not considered a tikkun. As opposed to grinding something up where I'm mishana the item entirely, that I'm saying that you would not have the heter. And I think this is really what the Chazon Ish says. This is, the Chazon Ish says this. Let's go to the Chazon Ish now. Chazon Ish is here, number 7. We'll try to read this quickly here. V'omnam, paragraph V'omnam. V'omnam kishecha. Oh, you have a terrible copy there. Yeah. There is better. All right.
You run out of
paper. It's all the same.
Okay. Yeah, Chazon Ish.
The Omnam kishechaitcha la'akla miyad bezed das rajba v'haran. If you're cutting something up to eat right away, the rajba and the ran say, we can skip the brackets, he's questioning whether the ran actually says it. The shari l'chatchila. The rajba and the ran say it's mutter l'chatchila even to chop something up for immediate use. He says, "V'yesh l'tmoy alze." Seems to be a tesefta, a brisa, which disagrees with this Rajban Ran. The samehod etanim tesefta ein miraskin devela gregoris v'charuven lufnei zekenim. You cannot smash or pulverize a fig or a carob lufnei zekenim because they can't eat it whole. So you have to smash it. You have to mash it up. And you're not allowed to do that. V'loshin l'fnei zekeinim, it says, before the zekeinim, for them, misparish him b'subim lechel. Obviously, they're all around the table, and you want to be able to feed them. You're not allowed to chop up the fig.
Is chop or
it's like
yeah, grind. You can use the word grind.
Cut it up into small pieces.
Yeah, that would be the simple explanation of recent. Yeah, the truth is, for those that were able to, you need bifocals. That's what you need. And for those able to see the gra, this is where the in the halacha. Just for a moment, you go to the halacha, the last page here. And the Rama writes in Sif Yud Beis, Shin Chaf Alf Sif Yud Beis, this is number 12 on the handouts. So the Rama says, you don't have numbers. Hamachate chayerik dakda chayim shem teichin. If you chop something up, you chayim shem teichin. Haga v'hu adin the oser lach teich gregris v'charon v'nei zekeinim. That's a tesefta. The Rama changed it. Instead of mirasek, which is pulverizing, he says mechatech, cutting. So the Magen Avraham points out, he says the Magen Avraham is cutting yudalid. He says masha kosev kam b'shem ha'tesefta ze'enoy. The Hakatani b'tesefta ein meraskim groigris. You can't pulverize it. You can't smash or grind up groigris. Avam rasikum b'yashal sakim. You're allowed to do it with the back of a knife. Even that, the fact that it says you're allowed to do it with the back of a knife, what's that talking about? Obviously, Yah would be talking about smashing it up. The Gra writes, he quotes a Rashi that says, no, ein meraskin really is ein mechatkin. So the Gra understands, like he wants to understand the Ramah that way, that really merasek here means mechatech, to cut up. Okay, either way, let's go back to the Chazon Ish and see what he says from this. Tesefta. So he says, we have to ask on the Rashba that we learned in the Tesefta. You can't chop up figs, dried figs for the old people. Isn't it talking about that they're all sitting there ready to eat and you're chopping it up for them? Even if you want to be doiching that and say you're doing it ahead of time, if it would be mutter to do it for immediate use, like the Rashba says, so Tana should be very clear. If you want to tell me the only time it's usher if you're doing it 4 hours in advance, but if you're doing it for immediate use right before the meal is mutter, then the Tana should not have been vague in his words, and he should have said very clearly, Ein miraskin nesad velos v'nazakenim, way before the Suda. The fact that he say, don't chop it up, don't cut it up, seems to indicate that even if you're cutting it up for immediate use, you can't cut it up for them. And I think the Chazon Ish is right. It would seem that if you're saying you can't cut up before the for the people who can't eat it, no matter when, even if it's for immediate use.
See, that goes back, but it's for the zakenim because they can't eat the whole thing. So why isn't that the same thing with the mashed potatoes? If you're doing the mashed potatoes for your baby, because your child can't eat a whole potato, it's one thing. Here they're doing it for the cicada. So it's not that he's saying as a matter of course that if you mash a fig, it's a problem. He says if you mash a fig for cicada, because the cicada aren't going to eat it whole, they need to have it smaller. Why isn't that the same thing with the mashed potato, depending on who's going to eat the mashed potato?
Does he want to say that something that you can eat, either way, you can eat it whole, you can eat it in small pieces, there shouldn't be the issur at all.
Unless it's for like a zakenim or a cotton or something like that.
Right,
it's like
right.
Said, silk is different because you have to.
Right.
Right, right. Yeah, so the rest, there is a shita like this. Even the Ramah brings this. Yeah, there is a shita like that that holds that if somebody could eat it as is, so then there wouldn't be an issur of taking. And it's true, the Svara would say, because what's the difference? I'm not really being misakin anything. Yeah. Yeah, there is a shita like that. Yeah, but la halacha, we say that even a regular carrot, the regular vegetables, for the average person who can eat it, is still going to be a problem. Because we're still viewing it as a tikkun. There's some sort of tikkun involved. Yeah, no, but you're right, Ms. Svara, you are correct. So he says, the Tan over there in that Tesefta is trying to figure out a way where there'll be mutter. The Yarv Shayus and the heter that he gives is Bekad de Sakina, like we just saw in the Magen Avraham. He says, you can't chop up the vela, that the fig, except with the back of a knife. Right? So if you're trying to tell me where it's mutter and how it's mutter to chop something up for an older person who can't eat it, you say, oh, by the way, you could use the back of a knife. Why don't you tell me a better heter? What's the better heter? Just do it for immediate use and it's not a problem. Listen to the Marasik, some Lachilo, just say you're doing it for immediate use. So here he comes with his Yesod in the Rashba. Vilochain says the Chazon Ish Nira. It seems the Lehiter HaRashba Rachituch Dak Dak. The Rashba only was matir for immediate use if you're chopping something up to small pieces. Kimin the Iker Achituch Uderach Achila. Normally, just chopping something up is a way of eating something. You don't have to eat a whole carrot. You're allowed to cut it into pieces. So, Ein Chila Ben Chatiches Kedanis Ugedoyles. That's what the Rashba means. Because the Rashba means like this. The Torah didn't say, I have to take a cucumber, and the only way I can eat the cucumber is whole on Shabbos. Why? Oh, because you can't cut it up. You'll stop. That's really a malacha. Obviously not. Obviously you're allowed to cut it up. So he says, if the Terry said I'm allowed to cut up my cucumber, so they said, well, I'm allowed to cut it up into six slices, but I'm not allowed to cut it up into 12 slices or 18 slices. The Rajbah says can't be. If that's the normal way of eating the cucumbers, you cut it up and you can eat it now, so that's part of the eating process. You can cut it up even to 100 pieces if you want. But that's only when you're cutting it up. But if you're going to grind something, like in the case of a fig, where you're actually grinding it up because you're pulverizing it, what you're doing is you're fixing the Michael to transform it to be something entirely different. The fact that you're eating it right away, that doesn't accomplish anything. So I think the Chazanish is exactly the way we were learning and explaining the Rashba is what the Chazanish is saying. In other words, to transform a food into something else, says the Chazanish, the Tosefta says that's asur. There's no heter of the Rashba for immediate use when you're doing Teichin Mamish. When you're grinding something, in other words, and changing the form of this item entirely different than it was before, as the example is by a fig. You have a dried fig and you're chopping it up so the old person could eat it. There's going to be no heter for immediate use. And the Chazanish has a very strong raya from this Tosefta, right? The Tosefta says you cannot cut up the.
So it's really a matter of degree. At some point, slicing your mashed potato into small pieces trim becomes grinding, just like with the.
Right.
You could cut the cherub into.
Yes, you can cut it up into quarters. You can cut it up into six pieces. It's still pieces.
Right. There's no shear on this. It's sort of like you know grinding when you see it.
That's right. That's right. And as if it's entirely different, not pieces anymore, but it's a mashed item. Yeah, and even Ramosha that we'll see argues with the Chazanish. He does have to contend with this raya, and he says, "You're right. This is a good raya to take a fig and smash it up, just to chop it up and grind it, is really teichin mamish, and therefore you would not have a heter according to the Chazanish of immediate use. And this is with the understanding that the Rashba's heter is only immediate use when you're dealing with the tolda, when you're dealing with the fact you're only chopping something up into smaller pieces and not grinding, which is a transformation."
By soka before that. Soka's an edible one, so you cut it. So you wouldn't have to grind it for the way. You just have to cut it into enough pieces so it becomes edible.
Right, the problem is, what would the Rashba do with silka? The Rashba seems to say that anything time you're chopping something up for immediate use is in mutter, even silka. Right, as opposed to just chopping something up to small, yeah. Yeah. No, I think Chaim is asking that if silka has to be chopped up, so why isn't just the cutting it into smaller pieces the tikkun? So, right, so you have to say it is somewhat of a tikkun, just like my making an Israeli salad is also a tikkun for me because I couldn't eat the carrots, I couldn't eat Israeli salad if it's all whole. Or kidei levashlai, which is also a tikkun in the steps of the preparation.
The Ross says that there's a line to the Rashba from a mission. So it's not such a powerful question. It's accepted and disagrees with it. So why that? I don't see anybody who says why is that such a powerful question. If I have a mission that agrees with it, and I have a deceptive and disagree.
Right, because there also says, well, that's the Grohl Shitasa. The Grohl Shitasa, he brings a mission who says, Aim Raskin, Lefnei Behema, because it's considered that you're exerting yourself too much to prepare food for your animal. You're allowed to feed your animal, but you can't exert yourself too much in the process. Fine. So he says, you see, the only problem is because of too much exertion, Tirchi Yaseira. But the fact that you're chopping it up to feed your animal right away is a support for, as a right to the Rashba that you see your ladder, you do things for immediate use. Right. But that's, again, that's Miraskin, which is the same as the girl learns that really Risuk and Chituk is the same thing. But if you understand that this Meraskin is like the Chazanish understands, like the Magen Avraham understood, that Meraskin is different than Mechatech. Mechatech is cutting, and Meraskin is grinding.
But the Chazanish had that Meraskin in his Gemara also, so he understands Meraskin. He had their answer one way, he has another way. He had Meraskin in his Gemara also.
Right, no, I think he would have said Meraskin over there too is grinding up.
Right.
And the question is, I mean, what would he do with the Gros Rye?
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless you hold the slip stand as a king, then it's a
mully. So the dimmers over there, they couldn't eat it. Yeah. Because they. So I thought. Let me just bring before we go to where this comes. Lamais in the Chazon Ish, as he says, and where Ramesha argues. Just a couple of rayas. If you go back to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, this is number five. Number five, the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes. This is Sif. What Sif is this? Ches or Zayin? Sif Zayin in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Hatzarich Loduch Pilplin. If someone has to chop up, grind peppercorns. You want to add a spice into the food, so you want to chop up, grind up peppercorns to put in the food. You would not be able to do it with your fancy, what do you call that? A grinder. Okay. That you wouldn't be able to do, because that's grinding on Shabbos. You wouldn't be able to do that. Add some pepper into your food. Can't do that. However, you can do it in a very big deviation from normal use. In the back of an achiyetzibay, skip to the bottom. You cannot cut up these peppercorns with a knife. Even if you can use it for immediate use, all spices. Any spice that you're going to, after you chop it up, put it in the food. Like this peppercorn, chop it up and then put it in my salad and then eat the salad right away. Is that mutter? That's not mutter. Why not? It's immediate use. Why shouldn't it be mutter? So I think we can see it. This is another raya like the Chazon Ish, that he understood the whole het of the Rashba is only when you're dealing with chopping up food into small pieces to eat right away. But if you're talking about a spice, you're talking about peppercorn, which you don't eat small pieces, big pieces, it's meant to chop up and then put somewhere else. That itself is the tikkun. To chop it up now, even though it's for immediate use to put it into the salad, that's a tikkun already. And when you transform something and then therefore you have a major tikkun, that's not going to have the heter of derech achila that the Rashba says.
Spices are often grown hydroponically. If you knew it wasn't grown in the soil and karka, then there would be no issue with it.
I mean, it wouldn't be good to do like karka.
That's another
cooler. Yeah. Okay. Right. Yeah. But nowadays, that's the norm.
Yeah, it's not a karka.
Okay.
What difference does he saying that this is not derech achila? I'm saying that it's not derech achila to eat peppercorns.
Right. Why isn't it like silk?
You're saying that is the reason why it's us, sir?
No, the longest I like is that we're separating av and tol.
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, we could just simply say that the Torah is saying, is you're allowed to breathe on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos, but it has to be something that's eating. It's not, it's not like you can do anything you want and call it eating. And if it's not something that's considered the normal form of eating, and it's not included in this heaven.
So why is that not the form of a normal form of eating?
Here, because if you cut it up, you can't just put it in your mouth.
You can't eat it by the ground.
Right.
By itself.
So, right. So why isn't that? Why isn't that the riot? That itself is the riot.
Right.
No, but you're disagreeing with me.
No, I'm not. Listen.
I'm trying to bring a riot from here that you see that if it's teichin mamish. In other words, if it's the av malacha, or when it's a major tikkun, you don't have the het of the Rashba of immediate use. So you see here in the case of tavlin, when you're grinding up this peppercorn, he's saying you don't have the het of immediate use.
But even when you're cutting it, you don't have
it. Well, I think cutting it just is in the shinui. The same outcome comes that you end up with.
No, but the dak we said.
Yeah, I don't think this is mechatre. Yes, this is not mechatre dak dak.
Why not?
Because if you cut a peppercorn, I think the metzius is that it comes out into flour like particles to then add into your salad. You think it's cutting it into just small pieces?
I'm not exactly sure. That's what I'm saying. I don't know what this is here.
It could be. I mean, even if the metzias is that it's just small pieces, but the pshat is over there, those small pieces are not to eat right away, they're just to mix with something else. But even though I'm eating it right away, that's not a heter. Why? I think the lump that's behind here is because that would be considered a major tikkun. That is a tikkun to cut the tavlet, to cut the peppercorn, to then put it in something. Hashina, that's one of that term of teichin. The Gemara says that if you have a big shinui, it's going to be mutter to grind something.
I guess I understand why that should be. I mean, the end result is still.
Yeah, you end up with the same. But if it's so two steps or so many steps removed from the normal way of the malacha, they permitted it. Yeah. Okay. You're right. It's just that. Let me read you a Tehillah LaDavid here in Shin Chaf Aleph. V'kasa v'ayda magen Avraham u'mashma d'lachaytchen b'sakin aser. This is this halach of pepper. V'hu adin l'chol tavlin. Any spice would be aser even to do it with a knife. So he says the Prima Gadim is mesupik b'davar. I'm just sorry. So the Rabbi says, "Wait, you cannot cut it up with the peppercorn or spices with the knife." But says the Rabbi, maybe for immediate use, it is mutter, right? Which is what our question is right here. When you're chopping something up, or you're cutting something of some small pieces which you're not going to eat immediately as is, you have to put it in something else. Damn butter. The mishpat says of the prima gadim is super dover. The yeshloim arkisharina miyad haynu dover oichel. A food item is mutter for immediate use. Hakol she'eda oichel kiim lamate oichel. If it's not really food, it's only coming to add some taste to food, can my pilpulin. Yeshloim echai mishum teichin af litim yad be tavshom. And he brings a raya to this from Magen Avraham in Simin Shin Chaf by Dosh. What's the raya? The Magen Avraham says the davka b'derech achilasi hitim v'lechein aser lischoid v'lechol miyad. You're not allowed to squeeze something, do dosh for immediate use. Why not? Why can I take an orange, squeeze it for its juice, and then I'm going to drink it right away? Or isn't there a head to doing everything for immediate use? So here we see again this yisayit. The principle is, of course you can't cook for immediate use. You can't do dash for immediate use. That you can't consider within the realm of derech achila. So the same thing he says, to chop something up, to then put it into a salad, or then to cook it, that's not going to have the heter of immediate use. Whereas the only heter of immediate use is when you're dealing with a food which I could eat big pieces or small pieces. It's only a told of the malacha of teichin. Then if you're chopping up small pieces to eat it for immediate use, that goes into the heter of derech achila. Okay? This is I think what we see from the Chazon Ish. I think there's a raya from the Tehillah LaDavid and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And this would be this way of understanding the Rashba's heter, which would mean that the Rashba's heter is limited to these cases of only the toldom, mechatech, yerek, dak, then for immediate use is going to be mutter, as opposed to grinding something up. Which would leave us with the nafkamina like this. If you would say taking a potato and mashing it up is teichin mamish, is real teichin, which the Chazon Ish certainly wants to say, and we'll see if Ramesha argues in the case of mashing a potato. But based on that, it will be a question, can you take the mashed potato and then mash it up with your fork, even to eat for immediate use? In other words, if you say that is teichin, and you say like we're saying now that the Rashba was only matir, the told of teichin, and not the amalok of teichin, it would not be mutter to mash a potato. Okay? So I think we'll hold it here in the Mitzvah next week. We'll continue with the Chazon Ish talks about bananas, or avocado, or potato.
Fruit salad, if you can't make fruit salad at 9 o'clock Shabbos morning for lunch.
Right, to make a Shabbos morning a fruit salad, cut it into small pieces for Shabbos lunch, would not be mutter. Because you're cutting into small pieces, and it's for a later time. And that's what we're passing, even though it's food. You can eat whole, you can eat raw, doesn't matter. You would need the heter of the Rashi. Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't the heter of the Rashi?
Yeah, but he's saying to make it in the morning, 9 o'clock for a sudi, you need at 12 o'clock.
That's right.
That would be good.